Come Election Day next month, the candidate who's listed first on the ballot has an advantage. At least that's the conventional wisdom. But a new survey from Elon University casts doubts on that logic, and that could be good news this November for Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan in her race against Republican State House Speaker Tom Tillis. WFAE's Duncan McFadden talked with the researchers, and he joins me now with more. Good morning, Duncan.
Hi, Marshall.
So how does this benefit Hagan?
Well, Elon researchers gave an online survey to 763 people registered to vote in North Carolina. Half of them were shown ballots that listed Tillis first, and Hagan was listed first on the other half. Now, Hagan had the edge either way, but when Tillis's name was listed second, Tillis gained 6% and Hagan lost 6%. That's significant because in North Carolina, the party that won the last gubernatorial election gets to list its candidates first. This year, of course, that's the Republicans. So voters will see Tom Tillis listed before Kay Hagan.
And this wasn't all they looked at, right?
That's right. The Elon researchers wanted to use visual questions rather than having someone read out a list of options over the phone, which is how most scientific polling is traditionally done. Elon political science professor Jason Husser says that's because the brain processes visual information differently.
So it's hard to test this ballot ordering through a telephone survey alone, because when a person's in the ballot box, they're going to experience it differently than they would in terms of a conversation.
So they asked the voters their opinion of the candidates after showing them either a photo of Tillis or Hagan by themselves, or one that included President Obama with Hagan or Governor McCrory with Tillis. They found that favorability ratings were higher among people who saw the photos of just the candidates, but Hagan took a bigger hit from the president than Tillis did from the governor.
So it's no surprise that the Tillis campaign is trying to tie Hagan to the president.
Right.
So what else can researchers do with this visual polling that they maybe couldn't with a traditional telephone survey?
Professor Husser says visual surveys could give us a more accurate look at how voters feel about a candidate on a specific issue. So they showed the participants slides with photos of either Hagan or Tillis that said things like strong on national defense, strong for our troops. Here's his explanation.
Folks might not even realize that they associate an issue with a candidate one way or another. But we wanted to see if we prime a voter on a certain issue, then we ask them to evaluate a candidate who does better.
They did this for 8 policy areas: education, women's health, the economy, national defense, immigration, health care, voter ID laws, and same-sex marriage. Good news here for Hagan. Her favorability was higher across the board, particularly on education and women's health. But her lead over Tillis was considerably lower on immigration, national defense, and same-sex marriage.
Now, this is an online survey. Is it a scientific poll?
The short answer is yes, although Husser says these kinds of surveys do have one shortcoming, that participants have to opt in online. That means that the sampling isn't quite as random as a traditional poll, but he does stress the poll does reflect the state's demographics.
WFAE's Duncan McFadden. Thank you, Duncan.
You're welcome, Marshall.